One of the common questions that you're often asked right before feast arrives, and we are in that time of season, is where are you staying? Where are you staying this year for the Feast of Tabernacles? Where are you going? And are you staying in a hotel? Are you staying in a condominium? Are you staying in someone else's home? And most of us will probably stay somewhere other than our house during the Feast of Tabernacles. I know that health, age, and finances affect sometimes where we stay. But if you stay other than your home, the question to ask is why? Why are you going to stay in a hotel? Why are you going to stay in someone else's house? When we went to Big Sandy, we often stayed in tents. Why there? Why not at your own home? Well, today what we're going to do is we're going to see why we stay in temporary dwellings during the Feast of Tabernacles, why it is important, and what lessons we can learn. And if you've looked at the calendar, you realize that we're only a few weeks away from the Feast of Trumpets, and after that, we're only a couple of weeks away from the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Trumpets is always the same day, 2 weeks earlier. So when we're near the Feast of Trumpets, which we are, we're very close to the Feast of Tabernacles. So first of all, let's look at the meaning of the word tabernacle, our booth. In Hebrew, the word tabernacle, or booth, comes from the Hebrew word Sukkoth. The Jews talk about the Feast of Sukkoth, and it means a hut, a booth, a cottage, a tabernacle, or a tent. And as a matter of fact, I've probably stayed in all of those during my time staying at the Feast of Tabernacles. The common thread with all of these is that they are temporary dwellings. If you stay somewhere other than your home, even though it's a nice large home, that's not your permanent abode. That's somewhere temporary. And the dictionary defines Sukkoth as a temporary residence. Let's go look in the book of Leviticus and let's look at this concept. Leviticus 23, for good reason, called the Holy Day chapter. Leviticus 23. Interestingly, Leviticus 23 mentions all of God's holy days, and Easter and Christmas and Valentine's Day are not listed in there, but others are. Leviticus 23, and it talks about the Feast of Tabernacles. Look at verse 42. It says, "You shall dwell in booths." If you look at the margin, which some Bibles have a little marginal note, where it says, "You shall dwell in booths," it's the word tabernacle. "For 7 days, all who are native born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may be known that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them up out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." So what happens here is booths are temporary dwellings. And we're supposed to, during the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles, last great day technically being a non-Feast of Tabernacles day, on those 7 days of the feast, we are supposed to stay in booths. Now, let me give you a little trivia here. True or false, you can stay in your regular house on the last great day? The answer is yes, because it's not part of the feast. But since most of us are out of town on the last great day and it falls right after the Feast of Tabernacles, we normally stay in the same place. So the word booths or tabernacles means a temporary dwelling. And during the Feast of Tabernacles, we're supposed to stay in a temporary dwelling. It's called the Feast of Temporary Dwellings. That's what it's called. Second point, we are physical tabernacles ourselves. We are temporary. When you're 20 years old, you think you're immortal and you're going to live forever. When you're 35 or 40, not so much, but still, you got a lot of time. When you get to be older, you're looking at, thank you very much for this next week that I'm going to have. Because you never know when your time on this earth will end. Let's look at 2 Peter. 2 Peter. 2 Peter. And we're going to look at 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 13. 2 Peter 1, 13. 2 Peter 1. 13. "Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent," and Mine has a little marginal rendering where it says tent. It is a temporary dwelling or booth. To stir you up, to remind you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. So Peter was here talking about how his body is a tent, or a tabernacle, or a sukkoth, or a temporary dwelling, and that shortly he's going to have to die. That's what it means when he says, I'm going to have to put off my tent. So what we learn by looking at the word tabernacle and the word tent and the word temporary dwelling and living in temporary dwellings, we learn that we are physical, that we are temporary. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever. And you think it does, but it doesn't. I read the scriptures I'll read those later on. Third point, and this is why do we stay in temporary dwellings? Third point, we are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit. Keeping the Feast of Tabernacles or booths, keeping the Feast of Temporary Dwellings, helps us to remember that we are physical, that we are physical. Let's go to Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. We'll look at Nehemiah chapter 8, beginning to read in verse 2. So Nehemiah chapter 8 and in verse 2. Nehemiah chapter 8. Beginning to read in verse 2. And we're going to be reading some selections out of this chapter. So Ezra the priest in verse 2 brought the women and all who could hear, So Ezra the priest brought the law before all the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. What is the first day of the seventh month? The first day of the seventh month is the Feast of Trumpets. And you can find out later on in the chapter that they were going to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So on the first day of the month, which was the Feast of Trumpets, Ezra stands before all of the people, the men and the women. He brings the law. And then in verse 3 he says, then he read it from the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday. You think our services are long? How'd you like to have a 4-hour service? Before the men and the women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Now, notice down in verse 14. Now, on the second day, the heads of the father's house of all his people were the priests and Levites were gathered to Ezra the scribe in order to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in temporary shelters or in booths during the feast of the seventh month, which was to occur 2 weeks later. The first day of the seventh month is a Feast of Trumpets, and on the 15th day, later, 2 weeks later, is going to be the Feast of Tabernacles. So they all said, hey, you've read us the law. It says here we're supposed to keep the Feast of Trumpets. We're supposed to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, temporary dwellings. Notice verse 14 once again. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the Feast of the seventh month. And that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go out into the mountains and bring olive branches, branches of olive trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, branches of the leafy trees, to make booths or huts as it is written. Then the people went out, brought them and made themselves booths, each one of the roof of his house or on their courtyards or in the courts of the house of God and in the open square of the water gate. And in the open square of the gate of Ephraim. So all around in different places, sometimes on the patio, sometimes in the front yard. If you were an apartment dweller, around in the back by the pool, I'm putting it in modern language, you built a little temporary shelter or booth out of the leaves and the branches of the trees that were around. And you did this so what? Verse 17. And the whole assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. And if you look at the word booths, it's temporary dwellings or tents. And sat under the booths, for since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until that day, the children of Israel had not done so, and there was very, very great gladness. And also, day by day, from the first day until the last, he read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day, the last great day, there was a sacred assembly, according to the prescribed manner. So here we have the children of Israel, who came out of captivity under the hand of Nehemiah, keeping a time of 7 days with temporary booths that they made out of branches that they had gathered from the surrounding countryside. And they did this, and they had an interesting thing. It tells you, notice verse 17. For since the days of Joshua the son of Nun until that day, the children of Israel had not done so. They hadn't been keeping the booth, feast of booths, or feast of tabernacles, for hundreds of years, for a long, long time. We tend to look at the Old Testament and say, "Oh yeah, those were all people of God. They always kept the law and they always did these things." Not so, my friends. So the reason that it talks here in Nehemiah about what they did is because we are creatures of habit. The children of Israel remembered by doing. In this life, don't forget that you are physical. I'm reminded about that every morning when I get up. My legs hurt. My back hurts. This happens. Everything's physical. You go a couple of days without eating, you're reminded that you're physical. If it's hot outside, you're reminded that you're physical. So don't forget that we're physical. Since we're physical, we remember things by physically doing them. God makes us remember that we are physical, temporary, by having us stay in temporary dwellings during the Feast of Tabernacles. My children don't miss Christmas because they never kept it. There's lots of people that keep Christmas every year and it comes around and they remember it because they keep it. But you learn by doing things. And so as people, we are creatures of habit. Some of the scriptures in the Bible, you don't have to turn there, but just listen to these, that tell us about the shortness of our life. It says in Job that our life is swifter than a weaver's shuttle. You've ever seen somebody weaving and they take that little stick that's got the thread and they move it across and then they grab it, they turn around, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. That's like our life. It's very, very quick. Swifter than a runner, they pass like swift ships, like an eagle swooping down on its prey. That's also in the book of Job in chapter 9. This is references to how our life is. Our life is like a breath that passes away. That's in Psalms. A fading flower, a fleeting shadow in Job chapter 14. In 1 Chronicles, it's called a short pilgrimage. You ever been on a short trip? That's a few minutes. That's what our life is like. Water spilled on the ground that cannot be gathered up. That's in 2 Samuel. My favorite is in Psalms, verse 39, chapter 39, verse 5. A vapor, vanity, like a mist. So living in temporary dwellings at the Feast of Tabernacles, brethren, you know, we don't do that just so we can be in a different place and you know, be in a hotel room. There's a reason for everything we do in the church. Living in temporary dwellings makes us realize life is short. It is temporary. This helps us to focus on the coming kingdom of God and Him granting us eternal life.